Hi everyone, I'm Adriana and I'm here with Broderick. I'm gonna say
Hey, what's going on, peoples?
Okay, we were talking about news stuff before this, but so then that made me think, what kind of stuff did you watch when you were in prison? Like, how did you, what news stuff did you watch? Did you get like, I don't know, like internet videos, or did you know all the current events that were going on?
Nah, we ain't, of course we ain't have internet. We couldn't get internet because it's porn on internet, so they ain't want that. We had new stuff that I was watching in that was like mostly like little sitcoms, like Power. That was my joint. I watched that like every week. We had cable, but it was still control. We had nothing that was gonna have a lot of nudity in it, but they'd bring movies.
So what, because you've said this before, what kind of TV shows did you watch? And you'd be like, that was like porn in prison.
Yeah,
The Kardashians was like porn in prison.
keeping up with the Kardashians, man, that was porn right there. Naked and Afraid was porn.
You guys sat around and you watched Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo. Yeah,
Watched.
that was a lot of porn in that too. A lot of pornography in there. So we was happy to have those channels. Yeah.
Lifetime. People watched Lifetime.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
think it
that wasn't like porn. That was depression. I ain't start watching that till like now, so I ain't watched it when I was locked up. And you probably couldn't even get caught watching Lifetime. I was in a Max joint, so. Yeah.
Hey, some people told me that they did watch Lifetime and they liked it.
Yeah. They ain't let it be known, though. Yeah.
What about, so how did you guys find out anything about current events like what we were t like Kanye West and his new wives?
It'd always be like sometimes the guards would come in talking to us about what's going on out there, or family members get on a phone call or a visit, they'll tell us. Or you might catch, TMZ. Everybody watched TMZ.
Oh.
So TMZ kept us informed with a lot of other entertainment business.
Okay. And then right before this, I just showed you the TMZ video with Kanye West.
Yeah, that was amazing. Just the human being superhero. That was hilarious, man. But that's a hilarious guy.
Okay, so you were mostly just watching like cable TV shows.
Basic when I was locked up, yeah. Basic cable. But we had Bravo and E. That was pornography.
Everyone is getting together and watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes, when they come on, everybody will scream on those Kardashians, so everybody will go to the channel or hurry up out the shower or something. May see a booty or something. That's all they were showing. But that was special.
Okay, because I brought up Lifetime. So I have a question for you.
What's that?
Have you ever, well, let me go back. How common is it that random women will become pen pals with someone in prison, and how do you get these pen pals?
That's very common. That's really common. Sometimes they have like programs that you could like sign up for and ask for a pen pal. Sometimes people there that introduce you to a friend, y'all become a pen pal. Or sometimes they just look you up on a system and become your pen pal. They'll write you.
When we were in, well, when I was volunteering, ours was all going like pen and paper because it was like academic, but did you have like gay pay, or like how, where is everyone writing to their pen pals?
Yeah, like you could go buy you pen and paper, a little flexible pen, prison proof and paper, and respond, and it's a money voucher to send it out because you ain't have stamps in Stateville, some Max joint. So like Danville, the medium had stamps. You could buy a book of stamps. Stateville didn't, so you got to spend it with a money voucher. So you could respond to your pen pal that way. Or, you know, once you build a relationship with them, they'll come see you. Or they may do the kiosk machine.
What about emails? What happened to emails?
Yeah, we just got like GTL maybe like two, three years ago. And that's with the tablet. But that's being monitored. So a lot of pen pals to try to avoid that because you can't really
handwriting all of the letters.
Yeah. Handwritten, that's better.
And then sometimes they would actually come to visit you.
And yeah, start off on the kiosk machine first, because they ain't gonna may want to come all the way out. Kiosk machine like what we like a FaceTime out here. It's a machine. You sit back there with the phone in your hand. They get to see who you're talking to.
Are they at Stateville?
No. We be at Stateville, but they be at home or wherever they at. Yeah.
Like FaceTime. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times we don't even. You could have a pen pal for like 3 years, 4 or 5 years before you even see them. So yeah, they could be catfishing you or whatnot. I just learned about that, so that's why I want to use it. But they could be whoever. And then you just see them like 5 years later. You're like, oh, man, we've been talking a long time. And yeah, this what happened, and this was this, and now we this.
Okay. So now I have my question. Have you ever been engaged to someone that you met that was your pen pal?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Do you know anyone who has?
I know a few people who has, man. But I would shout out. Shout out Regina. She was my pen pal. I had met her through, you know, Taylor from the programmer, man. Shout out to her, man. But yeah, we were just cool. We ain't talk crazy or none of that, man. She had a husband. Yeah, but I know a lot of people who fell in love, and some got married in prison, and it's very possible.
Do you know anyone who's still married to their pen pal?
I just met one, like, Friday. At a book release party.
Were they married when he was in prison or when he got out?
And when he was in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, you could do that. You gotta set. It's all about, you gotta go through the chapel or whatnot. The ward in the chapel. You get married, then she go home. I don't think I could do it because she going on a honeymoon with somebody else. You know, but that's me.
Can you define what a conjugal visit is?
That's like,
or like what the setup was like at Stateville. Did they even have that there?
Yeah, I mean, Stateville suck. So they only let you get like, sometimes they only want you to hug. It depends on who you get, but that's all they'll let you do is hug at Stateville, and that's it. At the visiting room.
Oh, well, what about the conjugal visit?
The who visit?
Conjugal visit. My understanding that was like, this is like staying at a motel.
Six. Nah, that's like federal.
Oh, so you don't have those.
Not a state. Federal may have that, and maybe another state, but Illinois don't do that.
Oh, okay. I think they do have that in California.
Yeah. That's a good place to be.
So you can visit people and
get a weekend out.
Yeah, but it's like still connected to the prison?
It is. You ain't going nowhere. They right there.
I was gonna say, like, say you got married, you could have like,
yeah,
you could like have a minute by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But Stateville doesn't. But Illinois, it sounds like, does not do that.
Illinois don't do that. No. They used to give us picnics when the families could come on the yard, but they stopped that. So now just, you know, survive of the fittest.
Okay. Do you have any friends who have proposed to someone while they were in prison?
I do. I have a few friends, good friends at that, propose.
Did they get a ring?
No, you can't buy rings. You can make a ring, like a paper ring or something. Or put a rubber band on your finger.
They give their fiance a ring?
Probably not, you know.
I guess you'd have to have like your family member buy.
Yeah. But then again, now they got it so that the men can wear like a plain band. So yeah, that's possible, but they ain't doing nothing big or special.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about all that because I tried to watch Prison Lives on Lifetime.
Uh-oh.
But I couldn't because now I have to log into it. So then I thought, well, I'll just ask you because...
Yeah, I'm experienced. I know a lot about that. I've been seen a lot on visits with pen pals and... Yeah. And some guys, when they finally do see their pen pals, they not who they... thought they was, so they'll shoot them down. Man, you ain't this. You said you look like this. And
do you have any stories about like anyone you know who has been catfished by their pen pal?
Yeah, I do. I mean, let me sit on the floor. Yeah, it's been crazy. Well, I ain't gonna say no names, of course. But it was one dude, he kept bragging about what he had, what he was gonna do. Said, man, she looked like at the time, what is this lady's name? Taraji. Yeah, we was watching Empire. That Empire was one of my favorite shows. So,
okay,
and, you know, I'm a fan of hers. And that's a beautiful woman. So he like, man, she say she like Taraji.
Wait.
The pen pal.
Did he get a photo of her? Or he said, she said she looks like
Taraji. She said, yeah. She said. So he kept asking for a photo. But now, sometimes dudes stay.
What do you look like? I look like Taraji P. Henson.
She hit him with, people say I look like Taraji P. Yeah, so, you know, that was believable, you know. We don't know, but he kept asking for a picture. Now, Stateville do have pictures, or don't give you pictures. So when she said she sent it, it was kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, Stateville must have got it or whatnot. Asked her, was he revealing? She was like, no. Or no, the first time she said, yeah. So yeah, Stateville will take that. She like, man, let's send me a face shot. We used to call it mug shot, but I'm out here now, so I say face shot. So she said, all right, but she ain't do it. Anyway, it took like about a year. Then she came up there. They was talking for about a year, calling, writing. So he said, man, I'm going to have a visit on this date. So I think I had called one of my guys, Roy, because he stayed in Bloomington, not too far from Stateville. I said, man, just come up here, kick it with me. I'm trying to get out the cell. I got to see something. He said, give me a time. So I got the time from my homie. So he come up there. And so we going there together, of course, because we left it at the same time. I see my homie. We shake up, you know, embrace each other. We get on the talk. So then the lady came in. It wasn't, you know, Taraji P. Henson, so we was kind of like, no. It was only like seven of us in the visitor room at this time. So we looking like, well, she said she should have been here.
Were
You
there other
know.
people there and you're just like, oh, that's not her. Did she say what? I'm gonna wear a red shirt.
Nah. Yeah, he knew her name, and so the lady, the guard sent her to almost said his name, to his table. And he looked at her like, man, what's up, man? Who you looking for? She said, you. So meanwhile, I'm sitting like right behind him. So I said, so you Taraji? She started laughing, like, yeah. So he kind of like went in on her, and I
Like
fell out laughing.
Taraji?
Huh?
Did she look anything like Taraji P.
Didn't
Henson?
look anything like Taraji. So I'm saying to myself, like, man, you got you one, man, 'cause Taraji, that's a bad lady. Plus Cookie, that whole character was special. So he kind of felt some type of way, 'cause he wasted all that time trying to build, and he
He
just
wasted
cussed.
all that time.
Yeah.
Her behalf, how long had he spent in prison? And how long did
he
he
been he been in prison a long time, but when you in there, when you trying to find companionship or trying to find some type of attention or love or acceptance, you know what I'm saying? And she was supposed to been that.
He missed stuck on the physical.
And she came in like, it's like, I'd rather you tell me. Me personally, I wouldn't even ask.
Or just send a normal photo and go off that. Because lots of people have made relationships when they just out of.
Be you. But I know it's some good stories, and that was the funniest story, because he really felt some way and just cussed her out. And, you don't look like this, you don't look like that. And so everybody who didn't know was like, what? She said that, and he this, and like, oh, everybody, all the guys start laughing at him. Man, you spent the whole year talking to Cookie Monster. So
Oh
yeah, that was the funniest one. So he had to go back on gallery, because you know, once guys get a woman, you know, they brag like, man, my girl this, my girl that, you know, my girl this.
my. Okay, so how do you feel? Because in there, it's one thing. You send a picture, someone might take it. What do you think about people who get catfished out here with phones and the internet?
I mean, yeah, but this whole little social media thing, that kind of ruined life to me, because you could be whoever you want to be till it's time for you to be.
You should, but people out here will be like, oh, I guess their phones broke and their camera's broken and their.
I mean, when you gonna when you got an iPhone, you got insurance, because you ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want everything to work on these $1,000 phones. So your camera still broke. Nah, not only are you broke, but you just broke this bond that we were trying to build.
Best story of someone who got
The best story.
the sweetest.
The sweetest. Okay. Man, it started off a pen pal, of course. Another dude in my program that I'm in. He met one, and it started off just writing. She was asking about him. She was like, cause helping them, like, you know, stay focused. But he started saying like, man, next time we go to yard, I'm gonna let you talk to my girl. So I said, oh, it's a title now. He said, yeah. I said, that's what's up. So they kept building and building. So when we go to yard, we called. I get on the phone for like 5 minutes talking to her, and she was saying, "Man, he speak highly of you and all that." I said, "Man, that's my brother right there, man. You know, we gonna overcome this here. We gonna be some when we get out there. I'm glad he got somebody, you know, in his corner." But I
Wait.
didn't know for sure that she was gonna really be that. You know, we just gotta sometimes play the role just to keep them around, keep the letters coming, keep the attention, 'cause it get lonely.
Okay, that's an interesting. So sometimes, well, naturally, you would want someone to talk to.
It get real dark up in there. Real dark. But I say she kept talking, just writing them, talking to him, writing them down. She like see him on the chaos machine. I told him after that experience, like, man, I don't think you want to ask, you know, what you look like. Like, you know, you don't have to marry her if, you know, she ain't that, what you expecting. So he kind of took heed and didn't do that, didn't ask. So she stayed around. So he saw him in the kiosk machine. He came back up there like, man, she nice, like, for real. I said, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's good. So if you would have been like, man, I look like Beyonce. She could have been cute, but she don't look like Beyonce. So now you're throwing off.
No expectation.
Yeah, you know, she could be cute, but you saying Beyonce, so that's what I'm looking for.
Then you're like, who is this?
Yeah, don't do that.
There was the catfish episode where he thought he was talking to the real Katy Perry. It wasn't, but that's even worse than saying you look like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She said she was her.
That's okay. Crazy. I think she could go to jail for that. Real. But yeah, I mean, I come home and this lady, you know, she wanted to meet me just to, you know, make sure that we was in touch with, you know, her guy in there. So she's trying to get him out and been there, like, just been riding with him. So that was sweet. So he was like, man, she was telling me that she wanted to get married. But he like, man, I want to come home because we kind of, our mindset was like, man, I ain't finna marry you. And then you'll be in prison with me, like mentally and physically, emotionally, spiritually. But then you got some think like, you know, I ain't finna, you know, marry you and you go on a honeymoon with another dude. So it's a lot of things you got to think about. But she willing to marry the man and he telling her like, man, I'll be home. And like right now he got 8 more years. So and she still been in now. I don't know what she doing. I don't want to know. It ain't my business. But she answered the phone call. She write, send money, go visit. That's a faithful woman when you locked up.
That's nice. And they still talk. He still has some time.
Yeah. I don't care what you do. You answer the phone when I call. You write me, send pictures. You know, that's, you're a faithful woman. Yeah, that's monogamous to us. And
well, we'll have to see.
I know. I'm waiting too. You know the person too.
8 years could turn into like 8 months, so you never know.
You never know how things going. But she been doing it for a while. Been in this corner for a while, and that was amazing. This through a pen pal.
So, how do you think some of these women that you've heard of, how do you they come to decide that they want to chat with someone in prison? Does that seem normal to you, or
it's a lot of hurt women out here. And so most of them think like, cause like I done had like women talk to me like since when I came out, like saying that they lonely. And you know, if you close to getting home, that's good. You just there just try to like win us over so they know like most likely he gonna be faithful, he gonna care. You know, I'm gonna show him all the love and he gonna show it back to me. But you got to be careful because guys will do what they got to do just to keep that attention while we locked up. So it's kind of like you got to build that whole thing, that everything up. But women get lonely. Women just need some attention too. Women need, like, they imprisoned mentally.
So you have had women say that they have sought out someone in prison because they thought they would be more faithful.
Yeah, when they get out. He'll be this and that. Then the whole like health thing, you know, when you're in prison, you eating right, taking care of your body. So that's like, you know, that's the thing that
you're not like, you have less access, I guess, like drugs
and liquor, all that. Oh. Yeah, but you come out looking different, feeling different, and doing better things. That's a plus. But they definitely need companionship too. Like, bruh, man, need love too. The whole prison thing is like, we need love too.
So, would you say there's a decent amount of people who plan to keep their relationships going? People who are in prison? Can they get out?
Yeah, it's more guys willing to commit than guys just, I'm gonna use her type things. You know, I'm gonna use her to get you, spend some of this time, or I'm gonna use her to, when I get out, I'm gonna get on, then I'm gone. But you know, most women way smarter than guys, so they'll probably just pick on. Like, you know, I'm just, you know, you out here now, and you do that. But you got, it's most guys that are
okay.
Stick with it.
You said most women are smarter than the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, most guys are, you know, I'm going to ride. I'm going to see how far I can take this, man. You know, she said she loved me. I love her, too. And, you know, they get married, you know, happy ever after. That's why they're making shows out of it.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask you. Because you have now been out for 2 years. Mm-hmm. There's like a group of people, obviously, that you know, I know, and some people, you know, even more than that you've been connecting with. What is it like to even date anyone? Do you think women are intimidated, or do you think there's like some women who aren't? I guess that's what I was thinking. Like, do you think any women are intimidated to date someone who, or become married to someone who's in prison? They never even really like them. They don't even know what they're like, and like that closed doors.
Talking like while I'm inside coming out, or me out here now, like with the criminal background.
I guess both. Like, I don't know if you meet, well, because you could be scared too. What if this lady is like,
yeah, psychopath?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's possible. But I got some size, so they'll think twice.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but so when you're out now, do you think people get intimidated, or?
I think, yeah, either way, either coming out or me being out, you still got to just spend time to figure each other out. So do I think they'd be intimidated? I used to. I felt that way. Because, you know, I got, you know, a violent case. I got some size on me. I don't have the friendliest look. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's possible, you know. I ain't.
You know, everyone talks to you everywhere you go.
Now, yeah. it took time, though. But, yeah. yeah, it definitely going to take time. Because, you know, I ain't want to.
Our friend, or a man that we both know, who, upon meeting a woman, would walk up and say, "Hi, I just got out of prison." How did that come off to some of the women?
I wasn't ready for this. I mean, yeah, we definitely saw that, and we saw the outcome too, but. But no, you can't. I understand you want to put it out there, but I mean, at least say hi, you know.
It can come, like.
Yeah, it'll come. We don't lie. We ain't got to lie about it, but, you know, because it's on record. They're going to Google you anyway. So at least, you know, talk about it. Go on a few dates before you do that, because you definitely going to scam. And that guy was, he taller than me. He ain't bigger, but he taller than me. So, yeah, that was funny, though. But, yeah, you can't, nah. Because 9 out of 10, once women see guys just kind of muscular, they automatically think, like, time he probably did some jail time. They don't think that we all go to the gym.
What is like, this? Marine.
Nah, I ain't never spent. I didn't hear that, like, man, like, you did jail time. And nobody ever asked, was I in the military? Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
My dad was a Marine, and he looks strong.
Yeah, that's an amazing man, man. don't know, man. That's good, man. But a new day and age, maybe he ain't been on, south side of Chicago like that.
Maybe because he wears marine hats.
You gotta do it, I well, fitted caps. Maybe that'll do it. That shit was funny though, but yeah, that was good. was real good, but yeah, they definitely. It's gonna take time though, but
Have you ever met people who are like that you were in prison?
I did, and that was scary. I really did, and that was kind of like something ain't right, like that turns you on, like you don't know what I've been there for.
That's true. Yeah, you don't actually. I mean, I guess unless you Google them, but you could be there for.
Yeah, I mean, what you do is what you do. You pay time, you pay your price for it. So I feel you should just go and be able to live now. So I ain't trying to disrespect nobody you don't know.
Yeah, and if someone said that immediately, that might make you. But so how did it happen with the lady that, how did she just like ask if you were in prison, or did she like know that you were, and then
No, she actually started off like me just I'm standoffish. Like if you don't know me, if I'm not comfortable around you, I'm not gonna like act like I am. So I'm kind of standoffish. So she came to me and just like it was I flirting or whatnot. She was kind of like why you over here? What's wrong with you? And all that. Like I could tell you've been to jail. And now when people that I'm comfortable around, it's I'm a different
I couldn't
individual.
imagine saying that. I don't even know if I could be like, I could tell you've been to.
Yeah, she
No,
came hard, and we was at the bar.
maybe you're just a quiet black man sitting in the corner.
Yeah, I was. I'm not very sociable with people, so I don't know. But then she just came, and that was kind of like was it? Like it was she was liking that. And she said, "Man, I like bad guys." I'm thinking like, "Damn, I don't want to be a bad guy," but
Yeah. You're like, I actually work at the law school.
No, yeah, I left Buddy in there, man. I'm trying to be different, man. You trying to keep me in that little box, man? Nah, I'm doing better things, man.
Then, is that how it ended? I mean,
Nah. Eventually, she left me alone, but I ain't seen her. I met her at the bar, so my cousin, a bartender there, so she was always asked about me. But now she don't no more. But a lot of women like bad guys, so that's why when they come to get out of jail, they come throw themselves at them. It's sad, but it's true. They
maybe
like
it's
to.
like what's the word? Like a fantasy of like gonna.
Yeah, man, you out of here. Women say, man, I know you could throw me and pick me up, stuff like that. It's kind of like it's a sexual thing because you in jail and you healthy, so your stamina is nice. So that's why all the songs and guys singing and rapping, they talking about getting out of jail. They gonna have sex this way and that way. So all that just play a part in like guys, pen pals, liking, falling in love, all that play a part in it. Like it's a difference.
It's just like the imagination.
Yeah, it was crazy the stuff that you hear when you've been through that system. I will ask you a question. Now you've been around a few of us. Was you ever scared? Was you ever nervous?
No. I feel like that sounds, I guess no. I feel like I met with you first, and I
Yeah.
wasn't even scared to go to Stateville until someone said, "Are you scared?" And I said, I didn't think about it. Was I s supposed to be scared?
That's a good one. I remember asking you, was you scared? No, I thought you were scared when we first met, when I first came home.
Did I seem scared?
You didn't. That's why I got comfortable then because you wasn't scared. But everybody else is kind of like, you know, walking on eggshells. And yeah, then there was a lot of, I was going through some things. Like, I wasn't used to all them people walking all directions. So,
well, maybe, because when we first met, we were just in like a school office.
Yeah.
Brought you Starbucks.
The juice, not the coffee.
Yeah, it was a refresher.
Yeah, the kiwi.
And then, yeah, and then I met you and you were nice. I don't know. You didn't seem like intimidating. And I had written you like a couple times.
Yeah. No, that was kind of like relaxing. I know that was, you were the first person I asked for when I came out. I needed a wellness. So Jennifer, like, I got you. Yeah, you was talking to Adriana. I was like, man, I don't get who you is. There were too many people's moving around me. I wasn't used to that.
By the time I had made it there, how many people were you able to meet with before?
Man.
Like the afternoon. So you probably met with like a million people.
I met with a lot of people that day. A lot of people. Because I was the first one home that was in the program. And how I came home was crazy. But I met with a lot of people and I was kind of real. I wasn't used to all the people around me or me talking that much. So when you came and you wasn't, you were still the same person as you was on the letters. I was able to relax. It was just us in the room. That's why I just sat down. Even though I sat like away from you. I sat away from you. But I was cool. It was just being you in the room, so it was kind of relaxing. It was like my chill mode because I knew then some old people's gonna want to meet me. But
did you feel like any people you met with, like you, like it was awkward or like they were nervous? Or did, for the most,
yeah, part? A few of them was nervous. Again, I got sad, so we was all alone, or we was walking the campus. But yeah. I felt like a lot of them intimidated, or they was nervous, or being too nice because they didn't want me to snap or something. But that day was full of emotions. I remember that because I walked to the lakefront and it was cold, and I stood out there just looking at the lake. That's where I get my mind right at. But you know, because you can't do that out south. But I stood there for like until they told me like, Rick, it's cold out here, like. Let's go back. But it was nice. That day was nice, though. But it was a couple of people that was a little nervous.
Well, and I feel like since we are at like an all white institution, a lot of people that are white and.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. No, I didn't say what I was. I'm Black and Hispanic. So I think maybe I feel a bit more comfortable around people who are different races, but also I remember, I feel like when I was at Stateville, I would get more intimidated by the guards, honestly, because everyone that I walked by would be super nice, like hi. I would meet a lot of people, they'd show me artwork. It's, you know, the guards that are yelling in my face, and
yeah,
you know, some of them are nice. Some of them have like zero patience.
For real. That's real.
I would feel more like, oh, like on edge when I felt like they were yelling at me to like do something than I did in a classroom. Like,
a lot of drama.
I was going to break some like rule that they decided to come up with that day. Then like someone at Stateville was going to like do something to make me feel scared.
That's the guards for you. Harriet put an end to that.
Harriet?
Yeah. Harriet Tubman.
I was going to say Tubman. I wasn't aware.
Yeah, that was good, though. But yeah, I remember that day when I first came home, but yeah.
Yeah, when you were first at the office. Yeah, because you met with different professors.
Oh, and my pimp pal came and got me and took me to on campus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Regina. Yeah, sure. I'm a shout out to Regina, man. I missed her text, man. No, she last I talked, she that was getting married and she was in San Francisco.
Okay.
But pen pals could be like really, really good friends because you writing and you telling stories and whatnot, man. So yeah, she good peoples.
Yeah, I guess I'll make that note too, because there's like different ways, because you could get a pen pal just any way you get.
Yeah.
But then there was also like, oh, well, us who are volunteering, we can't help out in every way that like we wish we could.
Yeah.
Like overstepping any rules. Like, you know, maybe you wanted to set up a GoFundMe or you wanted to like have someone work on something legal for you. And that is like not what a volunteer would necessarily be allowed to do. So you could just have a pen pal who's like helping you, I don't know, like Google things or send you stuff.
Mm-hmm. They do a lot. They do a whole lot. That's why you get the right. You get one, and she cool. He or she cool, because you know guys got some guy pen pals,
mm-hmm.
and the women got the and Logan have pen pals as well. But you get the right one, they make your time go better, real smooth, fast.
Because you know all the like outside.
Yeah, you can help each other out.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, like, man, like, my pen pal, Regina, we had, like, long conversations. She, well, 20 minutes, that's all we got on the phone, but.
Oh, so that's the thing, too. Like, we couldn't have any phone calls.
Right.
If you were, you know, a volunteer.
Yeah.
Simply just really helping out with academic stuff.
Yeah, and that's the best bet when you're doing that. But as a pen pal, he was able to, like, do more. Create more, and plus she was still like affiliated with, you know, the program. That's how, you know, the boss told her to come get me. She like, I wanted to do it because we've been talking for like 4 years over the phone. I know about her family, when the dude for who she marrying now first approached her. That's the type of things we was talking about. Like friends. And so that's probably why we still cool now. She good peoples.
Okay, let me think if I have any last questions. There are a little Q&A at the end. What's one new thing you've done or tried in the past week?
In the past week?
Years.
In the past year?
That you haven't done in your past, like, 2 years. Like, something newer that you've done or tried or been.
Oh, I talked to a therapist now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I love therapists. How was it?
Man, it was this one. I done had one through, like, parole, but I ain't like that one. But this one, I got now Craig Coleman, like, cold, like, you know, I like this one. He good people. It's like he understand, he feel me, you know, like being a product of your environment. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
Is this a one-on-one therapy?
Yeah, it's so bad that I see him once a week.
Hey, I see my therapist once a week. I'm great.
I still have, like, you know, PTSD I gotta deal with from being in prison though, but a lot of mental challenge, but I'm getting better. I got good people around me.
So it's nice that you found a therapist that you actually think with, because sometimes that's hard.
That's cause my homegirl said I need it. Now you told me that a lot. So I took heed to it.
And you feel like you might get some good out of it?
Yeah. Like today he told me, like, man, stop saying I'm trying to, just say I'm doing it. You know? So I was kind of like, damn. That makes sense. He said, because you're doing it. Like, you overcoming everything that, you know, life threw at you. You done that. You ain't trying. You doing it. So now, you know, me being off papers and getting all these really good, you know, opportunities, like, you doing it. So they kept saying, you doing it, you doing it. So now that's what I'm going to start saying. I ain't trying to do it no more. I'm doing it. But that was like that little change in life kind of like made me feel good. Just to say that, and he made me realize that I was really doing it. So that was nice. That was dope right there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, I mean, it's a thing with, like, Black and brown people that they don't really, it's not really that accepted to go to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's the culture in prison like? Are they, like, with therapy, or is there still resistance against therapy?
See, the therapy in there, they all under the same IDOC rules. So then it's not confidential. They may say it is, but it's not. And then they got, like, you know, sending women there. That's, you know, they could be probably not even trying to be seductive, but they could just roll their finger in the hell. I had one put the pen in their mouth and they playing it with their tongue. I'm thinking, like, man, I can't concentrate right now. You know, it was.
I have heard complaints about that in therapy in prison. But we also have to remember that, like, if you're in Stateville, it's not like out here. Like, no one's wearing, like, a belly shirt.
Mm-mm.
And shorts, and you don't really, like, everyone covered, like, head to toe, basically. They even got mad at one of the guys that was wearing, like, a t-shirt or something. So for there, it's things that we see on every day out here is, like,
it's what different
sees on the everyday. Like, I saw someone get turned down for wearing, she was going to go on a visit with someone to, I don't know who she was visiting, but she couldn't. I think she got turned away because, like, of some slit that she had in the dress that was, you know, it was, like, towards the bottom of her leg. But, like, they're much more strict about, like, how long your shirts can be.
Yeah.
No clothes or no, like, open-toed shoes.
They're real strict on the dress code. No spaghetti strings. No V-necks, long V-necks. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. No sandals.
Yeah.
What else? Skirt got to be like past you, like on your knee or something like that.
Yeah, it's about the length of everything. Length of your sleeves, your pants, your skirts.
That's rough.
So.
Yeah, they were serious about that.
Like, everything that, you know, people out here might be like, oh, well, that's not even, like, sexual at all. But, like, when you don't even see someone's, like, knees for, like, 20 years.
I know.
It's going to be, like, you know, things not really different.
When you don't see nobody's knees, you get that off.
It's true, isn't it?
That's very true. Very true. That was super funny, though.
Oh my gosh, I was afraid if I showed my knees, I would get banned from class.
Oh, shit. You don't see no knees in 20 years. Oh, man, that was good. That was real good. But yeah, that's real, though. Facts, though. You can't do all that. No hug and none of that.
Yeah, you can't do all that. You cannot show those kneecaps here.
You can't show them knees.
Now go watch, sir.
That was it's real good. I'm back.
A pleasure as always. And we're going to be back again.
For sure.
And then people can email us if they want, ask questions, or they can also share letters from loved ones if they would like. We just want you to reach out to pieces from prison@gmail.com. So just the title of the podcast name thefootballpodcast@gmail.com. And we will be back with another episode next week.
Next time.